I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse is down in Tucson, Arizona, and he'll be calling in. And we're two evangelical Catholics with PhDs in common sense. And folks, common sense is not that common. Take a look around right now. We're going to be covering a lot of great topics today. And before I even tell you the topics, I want to remind you, we have a great conference coming up. It's a virtual conference on the 7th of November, What Every Catholic Needs to Know conference. And these topics are going to be fantastic. What Every Catholic Needs to Know About the Bible. That's a great one. 1 hour talk with Scott Hahn, Michael Barber, Brent Petrie. We've got another one, What Every Catholic Needs to Know About Mary. What Every Catholic Needs to Know About the Pope. What Every Catholic Needs to Know About Hell. Boy, do we need to know about that. Great lineup. Go look at our website and you can register for that or even call in at 877-526-2151. Jesse, are you with us on the phone yet? I can't tell by... Not yet. Okay, he'll be calling in. One of the things we're going to be talking about is Father Altman. You remember the Father Altman? Great, thank you. Jesse will be joining us the second segment. You see how I get information? I love it. We're on the fly. Father Altman, James Altman, is the priest who had that viral video, and he also did a viral video show with Bishop Joseph Strickland on the Bishop Strickland Hour here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. You'll want to check that out if you haven't seen the interview with him, with Bishop Strickland. He's the only bishop in the United States who endorsed Father Altman and him calling out Joe Biden. So we're going to be covering that. Also, we're going to be covering the CNN's John King saying that Barrett would be getting 70 more votes in the Senate if it was any other time of history. In other words, if President Trump wasn't President Trump, any other Republican president would have got it. Let's just be honest. He's not the normal politician, and they're really fighting that. So, but I'm actually supporting him because of his pro-life positions and other positions. Also, we're going to talk about Judge Amy Barrett's Schools the Democrats. Really great article. She is so sharp. She's holy, too. I could tell. I just get that impression that she's a believer. She's an on-fire Catholic. And another one, what I find was very interesting, Dianne Feinstein, she said, I'm really impressed with Amy Cooney. And I thought, well, that's an honest woman. But here's the kicker. She also was slammed by her liberal critics for hugging Barrett at one of the hearings. And I think it's interesting when you think about a lot of Democrats, I'm just being honest, if you're for abortion and you want to kill unborn babies, why, you know, you're not going to want to hug the other side. I'm going to tell you something. I see my friends who are Democrats as my fellow Christians, and I'm trying to show them the beauty of the Catholic faith so they can vote with their Catholic conscience and not vote according to a party line. Because when you read the party lines, it makes it clear one of them's not at all in line at all with our Catholic faith, and the other has problems. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but when you're playing a football game, you want a first down. You can't always get a touchdown. So that's how I see my voting, and I hope you can see it with your Catholic eyes also. Well, we're going to read the gospel today, and the gospel today is a reading from Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21, and this is all about greed. He says, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. He replied to him, Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? Then he said to the crowd, Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Then he told them a parable. He always taught in parables. Storytelling's great. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest. That's crazy. And he said, This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grains and other goods. And I shall say to myself, now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but it is not rich in what matters to God. That last line, but is not rich in what matters to God. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, folks, that's all about greed. And I'll tell you a story that happened 40 years ago in my own life. I was a real estate agent, brand new, and I was doing a market research on a house where an old man was living. He was very, very cheap. He didn't even heat most of the house, but he was a very wealthy man, and he was not afraid to show me all of his cash, which was crazy why he did that, all of the deeds to properties that he owned in his safe. He was bragging about it. I planned to take it with me, and I broke the news to him, and I said, really, you can't do that. Last time I looked, nobody, can take their goods. The hearse isn't following you to the cemetery. You can't take it with you. He says, well, I plan to. So I kept in touch with this man because you never know, he might want to sell. And he was very much into his possessions, didn't want to leave it to anybody, had no family. And I find out that he passed away on the steps of the Bank America building on the way down, with cash in his hands, because every week he would take cash out of the bank and store it in his safe. And I felt so bad for that man. I prayed for him. I've been praying for him for 40 years. But what that taught me, I saw it in my own eyes, that greed he had all his life, saving that money, for what? He didn't. I'm sure the state probably took 90% of it, and he had no will, nothing. And I just think, this is the gospel that reminds me of that man, to pray for him. And I'll pray for him right on the radio. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let the perpetual light shine upon him. That just blows me away about greed, because any of us can get greedy. My grandmother, who's Lebanese, would say to me, Terry, even if you have as much as the ocean, only use what you need. As a matter of fact, we've been doing a series with Bishop Strickland on the Ten Commandments. And we were talking on the Eighth Commandment and coveting things and saying that we should only use what we need and then give away to the poor, those who need it. And so I think that it's a strong message for us today, when many of us have been in pretty good shape financially and we see people out of work, to help them. That's where the church comes in. I believe that principle of subsidiarity that the Catechism teaches, the local level. If the government gets involved, it costs way too much money. Get the local people to help, the local people who need help. All right, let's bring Fulton Sheen into the picture. And I think I told you about the hell, what every Catholic needs to know about hell, conference on the 7th of November with Scott Hahn and all these great speakers. We've got Father Bill Casey. We've got Tim Staples there. We've got Doug Barry, Kimberly Hahn. It's a great lineup of speakers, but that is something that you can register online at virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call 877-526-2151. Here's what Bishop Sheen has to say about hell. He says, hell is a place where there is no love, for God is love. That's what the Bible says. He says, the souls in hell hate themselves most for wounding perfect love. It is not that God would not forgive them. It is rather they will not forgive themselves. The evil person incessantly wants a recasting of values. Is that our culture right now, recasting our values? You want to get rid of the statues? You want to say, hey, you know what? Let's get rid of all the things we had in the past, and we're going to have a new idea what truth is. And again, You've heard Jesse and myself talk about objective truth. You know, people say, I have my truth, you have your truth. Wrong! No, the truth is Jesus Christ. And our Bible, there's no expiration date on that. So we go through our Catholic Church using Scripture and the teachings of Christ. And again, I remind you over and over again, because I remind myself about the perennial teachings of the Catholic faith. That's what you go to. Get your catechism out, review it, and join me on Tuesdays with Bishop Strickland from Tyler, Texas. He's going through the Ten Commandments. He's going through cultural issues of the day. It's a great show. If you can't get it, just go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org and pull it off our YouTube channel. And for all you new YouTube channel people, 1,850 new people, thank you for joining us. And check our website out at Virgin Most Powerful Radio, and I'll tell you why. We've got lots of good resources there. And I can tell you, if you become a monthly donor for us at $25 a month, you're going to get all kinds of downloads of Scott Hahn, Tim Staples, all these 40 years of my recording of St. Joseph Communications. They're all accessible to you. And the conferences are going to be free. You got lots of benefits by becoming a monthly donor. So if you're listening on YouTube, call 877-526-2151. Anthony or Trish can help you become a monthly donor for the Terry and Jesse Show and all of Virgin Most Powerful Radio. When we come back, Jesse will be here, and we're going to be talking about a number of items. But first, I'm going to have you listen to Father James Altman calling out Joe Biden in a very charitable but truthful way. You're listening, yes, to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We always like to say we're too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, Jesse and I'd be billionaires. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. We've got Jesse on the telephone. Jess, welcome, and tell us what you're doing, brother, what location you're at.
Terry, I'm driving from Phoenix here with my wife, Anita. We're driving from Phoenix to Tucson.
I love it.
I'm going to I got invited to the to attend the Make America Great Again event with President Donald Trump in Tucson.
Wow.
And it's supposed to start preliminaries supposed to start at 2 o'clock. I think he's supposed to speak at 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the road right now, so I'll find out when I get there exactly. But I've been asked by some of his advisors in Washington to do the opening prayer for the president. So
good.
I'm not sure when I'm going to come on, if it's right before him or there's going to be speakers after. But apparently I'm the one that's going to do the opening prayer before everything starts.
Jesse, can you share that opening prayer with us so that our people will hear what you're going to pray about?
Right. Let me share the prayer. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, the Holy Bible says we should pray for our government and those leaders in authority. And so let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you gave us President Trump for such a time as this. Father God, Jesus, we call upon the Holy Spirit to fill the heart of President Trump with wisdom, understanding, and the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the heart of President Trump with heavenly grace. Enlighten him, guide him, strengthen him, console him, sanctify him. Place a protective hedge around him and the First Lady. Oh God, send forth your Holy Spirit to President Trump so that he can renew the face of America. We ask for God's wisdom to guide him, God's word to speak to him, God's hand to guard him, God's shield to protect him. Oh God, shine your face upon him, bless him abundantly, and cover him in the shadow of your wings. We pray for the health and welfare of President Trump. Oh Lord, be his strength. Wash him with your precious blood and be his salvation. Oh good Jesus, hear President Trump as he calls you from the depths of his heart and give him wisdom to govern your people. Oh God, protect our president from the evil one and send forth your protective angels to stand guard over him and the First Lady. Destroy all curses from his enemies and protect them as he is awake and watch over him as he sleeps. Lord God, supply all his needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That is so beautiful, Jesse. It sets me right up to, I want you to hear a video from, go ahead, Jesse.
I cobbled a bunch of Catholic prayers.
Yeah.
A Catholic will see the prayer of the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
the soul of Christ.
Sure.
I put in a lot of prayers and I just cobbled them together. That's sure. What I did.
Well, that's great. Well, yeah. Jess, while you're driving to Tucson on Interstate 10, I'd like you to listen to a video. Father James Altman, our friend, who's been on the Terry and Jesse show, he's the priest where Bishop Strickland actually endorsed. I'd like to play this video. He's calling out Joe Biden, and it's only a minute long clip, but then I'd like to get your take on that. Mr. Engineer, play that clip.
Dear family, this is Father James Altman. Today, let us ponder what it means to be faithful, because Joe Biden wants you to believe that he is a faithful Catholic. Faithful Catholics do not support expanding the right to murder millions of unborn babies. Faithful Catholics do not personally celebrate same-sex weddings. Faithful Catholics do not vow to force nuns to provide contraception and abortifacients in their insurance plans. And faithful Catholics do not remain silent while anarchists desecrate Catholic churches and statues. Cardinal Raymond Burke has correctly stated that Joe Biden is not a faithful Catholic. So don't be deceived by wolves in sheep's clothing. Form your conscience in truth. Act like a faithful Catholic and vote this November. God bless you always.
Well, Father Altman, why don't you really tell me what you think? Jesse, all those facts he said they're checked. Everyone he said was absolutely true. Is that correct?
Yeah, Terry, but I'll tell you one of the things that we as Catholics have to watch out for.
Tell me.
With the fact checkers. A lot of the quote-unquote fact checkers are liberal organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And so as Catholics, we got to do our own fact checking. You know what I'm saying?
Don't count on them.
Yeah, don't go to this liberal, because liberals run all the fact checking organizations. Like the one, the big one that everybody uses, what's that? It'll come to me right now. I just had a moment. It's a couple. Yeah. It's a couple in Northridge, California. It's a husband and a wife. They set up a bunch of computers, and they're Democrats, and they basically, you know, people send them questions. Urban Legends. Urban Legends. It's, and so you have to watch out for these all these quote fact checkers. You got to check your own facts and don't listen to these people because they're just liberal organizations that are saying, oh, yeah, yeah, Donald Trump says he hates Mexicans. Yeah, we said so. And people say, oh, I went to factcheck.com and they said that. Don't listen to them. Terry, I want what Father Altman said is backed up by a lot of cardinals and bishops.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, the former doctrinal chief at the Vatican who was fired, Cardinal Gerhard Mueller, he said this. He says, Catholics must have the right understanding of life and human rights, and it's better to vote for a good Protestant than a bad Catholic. Close quote. Mm-hmm. Bishop Thomas, the good Bishop Thomas Tobin, he said, the Democrat presidential candidates, all of them are pro-abortion.
Right.
Bishop Richard Sticca from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yep.
He was very powerful. He says, if a person supports or promotes abortion, it's no different than supporting slavery. It is the ultimate abuse against human dignity and the human rights of the baby. It is the ultimate act of child abuse. Then Bishop Sticca also, it says, he slammed Joe Biden's false Catholicism. He says Joe Biden is faithful. Joe Biden says he's faithful, but he supports abortion. It's a contradiction. So yeah, Terry, we got a lot of bishops and cardinals that are speaking out.
Thanks be to God.
And it's not rocket science.
No.
This is very simple. Voting is not rocket science. It's to make it just very simple. Look at a scale, the scale of justice. Okay, and it has two plates where you're balancing the scales. If you put all the non-negotiable issues on one side, like abortion, homosexual marriage, euthanasia, cloning, embryonic stem cell research, denial of religious liberty, if you put it on one side, and if you put the non-negotiable issues on the other side of the scale, you know, such as immigration reform, Social Security, healthcare for everybody, climate change, those are prudential policy issues that Catholics can disagree on.
Right.
But the life issues, the issues on marriage, the scale would be tipped on one side. It would be heavy. It would be slammed to the floor because on the life issues, the marriage issues, the non-negotiable issues, Catholics must obey the perennial teachings of the Catholic Church. They must obey the perennial magisterium, or you're a disobedient Catholic. And Joe Biden falls within the category of a disobedient Catholic. Now, what happens to a disobedient Catholic? If you die in mortal sin, disobeying the teachings of Holy Mother Church, and you're a baptized Catholic, you will consign your soul to hell for all eternity. And Joe Biden's an old man, Terry. He's right around the corner from his particular judgment.
Got it. Jesse, another issue, because we're talking about the election coming up in just a couple weeks, we want to cover something from CNN. I don't normally watch CNN because I don't see any fruit in it, but okay. The CNN anchor John King argued that Judge Amy Coney Barrett said that President Trump's Supreme Court nominee would be getting 70 votes or more in the United States Senate if nominated by another Republican president in another age. Jesse, what is he on the side? Let me just say this, Jess, and then you correct me. President Trump, and I'll be honest with you, he's not your typical politician, because he can't be bought by anybody. And I think even in the Republican Party, you have some people who like to play party goes, and Trump just does it by what's best for the people, and he can't be bought. And so what is this guy saying that John King is arguing that he'd get 70 votes more in the United States Senate if it was just another president other than President Trump? What's he saying there, Jess?
Well, John King was he had a moment of clarity, of moral clarity,
yeah.
And he had a moment of incredible honesty.
Yeah, that is.
You know, John King, who's he
an
worked
anchor.
For CNN.
Yeah, he's an anchor.
He's an anchor for CNN. He said this, quote, let's be honest. Number one,
yeah.
If we could roll back the clock, we're not so close to the election. Number two, if we could roll back even further to another Republican president in another age, I've been in Washington long enough, Judge Amy Coney Barrett would be getting 70 votes or more in the United States. Question, no Senate. No question because of her qualifications. So this liberal pundit from CNN is admitting that the only reason that the Democrats are voting against her for her appointment is because President Trump appointed her.
Yeah.
If it was George Bush the second or George Bush the first or maybe even Ronald Reagan, if they would have been appointing her, they would have confirmed her immediately by majority vote. But it's because of the hatred of President Trump that all of them are going to basically going to sit this one out, all the Democrats, and they're going to say, nope, we're going to vote against her. Not because she's not qualified. Terry, you even have Republicans that voted for, what's her name? Sotomayor.
Yeah.
And Kagan.
Yeah.
They're liberals. They're liberal Supreme Court justices.
That's true.
But the Republicans, like Lindsey Graham and others, says, well, the reason I voted for them is because they're qualified. I looked at their judicial experience and their judicial background. I don't agree with their judicial philosophy, but Lindsey Graham says, I as a Republican and conservative, I had to vote for them because they are qualified to sit as judges, despite the fact that I disagree with their judicial philosophy. So, Terry, you'll find more objectivity amongst Republican senators where they'll say, okay, I'm going to vote for Sotomayor because look at her background. Look at her past. She is qualified to be a Supreme Court justice. I don't agree with her decisions, but that's besides the point. Now, the Democrats can't do that, Terry.
Yeah.
They don't like Amy Coney Barrett's judicial philosophy.
That's right.
So they're going to vote against her, even though she's uber qualified.
Yeah. Jesse, I have to say, after 4 years of President Trump, I've never seen a president's assets go down. Any president, whether it was Obama or even Biden in his 8 years as the vice president, he made a lot of money. His assets went way up. And in this case and I would ask you guys, there's a lot to show where Vice President Biden got his money selling out our country. Just look at the facts on that. But I want to ask you, Jesse, in the situation with President Trump, he took 4 years to serve the country. He didn't take a dime for his services, and he's wanting to do it again and not take another dime. Follow the money. The money speaks volumes. Take a look at both candidates and see where they're getting their money, and then ask yourself, what's best for us here at the United States of America when you vote? We'll be back with more with Jess Romero and Terry Barber on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
Yeah.
That's right.
If God gave us a lot, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, I just want to call all the people, I've got 5 kids, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
29 years old. 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I
so
love it.
Out there.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us, so that we may be freed when the test has come? May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out His will in all things.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Jess Romero on his way down to Tucson, Arizona, doing about 70 miles an hour, and he's still preaching the word of God to us. Jesse, I just made a comment about President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden, and I said, ask how they got their money. In other words, President Trump, it was a businessman. He's not a politician. And he said, I'm not going to take a dime from the government while I am your president. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are going right back to charities. So that's one way where his money's going. And then Joe Biden, I'm seeing more and more information on how he used his vice presidency. And he hasn't denied it, you know, where he's using deals to make money with his son. And I just find that reprehensible, because I have a line that I got from an old guy, George Putman, follow the money. And so that's just one thing I just want to bring up to our attention. Jess, am I onto something when I talk about following the money with Joe Biden and President Trump?
Terry, this is very sad, because a senator and a congressman, they have a
power.
You know, they get, well, yeah, they have a lot of power, but they get a living wage.
Of course.
You know, they get a good salary.
Oh, yeah.
It's a living wage, obviously. But it just boggles my mind how these senators and congressmen, after several years of working in politics, they're multi-millionaires.
Right.
This is, Terry, it was never meant to be this way.
Right.
This was a job that people took out of love, patriotism, civic duty for their country. But a lot of these we see even on both sides. I mean, John McCain.
Sure.
He, you know, he went in as you know, from a military background, he went in, you know, getting his salary as a senator.
Sure.
And he came out a multi-millionaire as well. So it happens on both sides. I would say more on the left. But the fact of the matter is, Terry, when you start cutting deals with other countries, especially rogue nations and communist nations like Joe Biden, what happens, Terry, it colors your political philosophy, because now you owe people favors.
You got it.
And this is what's dangerous.
Yep.
And this is what the average American sees about President Trump. Nobody owns him.
Exactly.
This guy's a brick and mortar billionaire. Yeah, he inherited some money from his father, to be sure. But just like the parable of the talents, Terry, you know, God says that I gave you, you know, two talents, and you came back and multiplied them. That's what Trump did.
Yep.
His father did give him some money. His father was successful, but he quadrupled or quintupled the money that his father gave him. And he's a brick and mortar guy. He's a contractor. He's a builder and stuff. He didn't make his millions, Terry, you know, cutting deals with Saudi Arabia and China. And this is a huge problem for the Democrats. If they can't see this, you know, they have to take the, what does our Lord say? Take the beam out of their eye.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, let me roll to another topic, because Amy Coney Barrett last week, she really took the Democrats to school, because they tried to trap her in a lot of different cases. They attempted to torpedo her with her nomination, but, you know, they ultimately are failing on that. And on the third day, the final day questioning, nominee President Trump tapped to fill the vacancy left by the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett sat for nearly 9 hours of questioning without notes. I mean, this woman, Jesse, I mean, she's a Catholic mother of seven, and she resembled there more of a teacher patiently explaining the basic laws and judicial philosophy to students than a peer speaking to equals. Is that how you saw that situation?
They were eating out of her hands. She had the senators eating out of their hands, Terry. She was intellectually, she was head and shoulders above
any
of the senators there that were asking of any questions.
Right.
And it was impressive, again, because Hillary Clinton, when she just testified before the Senate in the past,
yeah,
she's had like like binders full of notes, like, you know, 4 inches full of binders full of notes in front of her.
Yeah.
And that's the way typically a lot of these people, you know, a lot of liberals testify.
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett had nothing in front of her. Her mind was like a computer, Terry. It was like a, her mind was like steel.
I love it.
And her answers were sharp like a professor, mm-hmm. but she was kind. She was charitable. I'm telling you, anybody who watched those hearings, she won them over. She even started winning people over from the left.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Even Senator Feinstein, who's we'll get into that.
We will.
She was completely impressed with her demeanor and her ability to quote law and cite specificities without any notes in front of her.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, there was a time at the last week at where Senator Dick Durbin, now this is the senator from Illinois who his own bishop has said you can't go to Holy Communion because of his position on abortion. Now, he's the one who famously asked Amy in 2017 for a definition of an Orthodox Catholic, insinuating that she may be a racist simply for failing to answer the hypothetical questions. And so does the president have the authority to unilaterally deny the right to vote to any person based on their race, asked Durbin. And Barrett cited the Equal Protection Clause and the 14th and 15th Amendment to make clear that no one can discriminate on the basis of race. Are you kidding? What is she? She's telling him to go back and read your Constitution, seemingly not to grasp her response. Durbin pressed her again, and this time says, when asked whether or not the president has any authority to unilaterally deny the right to vote for a person based on race or even gender, are you saying you can't answer the question? And Jesse, this reminds me of Sunday's gospel. Whose image is on the coin? You know, Senator, I just referenced the 14th and 15th Amendment, the same one you just repeated back to me, that do not prohibit discrimination on the basis of race and voting, said Barrett patiently. I don't know how else I can say it. The Constitution contains the provisions that prohibit discrimination on the basis of race in voting. Jesse, he kept going after her, and she just kept slamming him. I mean, this woman, I think they ran into the wrong girl.
Here's what liberals do. Durbin was asking her a question.
Yeah.
It was just to make her feel bad. He was just playing to the media. Because Durbin knows that President Trump and the Constitution does not prohibit, does not allow anybody to be discriminated based upon race for voting.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. It's just asking a question to try to make her look bad in front of the world audience.
Yeah.
Terry, it would be like this. It would be like, and evil men, evil people do this all the time. In a court of law, they'll ask you, like, you're sitting in the court of law, and if the attorney doesn't like you, just to make you look bad in front of the audience, say, well, Mr. Barber, so when was the last time you hit your wife, Mary Barber? see the loaded question?
Yeah.
See, they're hauling you into court about maybe, I don't know, some landlord-tenant dispute.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the lawyer says, so, Mr. Barber, when was the last time you hit Mary Barber? Why did they do that? They do that to destroy your character in front of the jury, even though the lawyer knows you never hit Mary Barber.
Right.
You didn't hit her. He made this up out of whole cloth. Why? It's simply to make you look bad and to destroy anything else you have to say. This is why Durbin was asking that line of question. He knows what the Constitution says. It prevents that. He knows President Trump is not against, discriminating people from voting based on race. It's a damn lie, Terry.
Yeah.
But what he's doing is simply he's trying to basically, you know, grandstand in front of the international world audience and try to make her look bad. This is an evil line of questioning. And they tried to do this, but Terry, she was poised. She was classy. She never lost her cool. I thought she was going to cry at one time. I mean, she said, man, I can't believe the thing. But she didn't. I think a lot of Catholics and Protestants were probably praying for her all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
And God just gave her the strength to answer all the questions with class, with temperance, with prudence and stuff. So, Terry, I can't wait till we could call her, you know, the ninth justice of the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah. Well, after a while, Durbin finally just changed the subject. He found out he ran into the wrong person. Jesse, also the Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar insinuated dishonesty on Barrett's part by continuing a line of reasoning begun by the vice president contender Kamala Harris the day before when Barrett said she could not recall whether she was aware of President Trump's statement claiming he would appoint high court justice who would overrule Obamacare. Now, she was hit hard. She said, I find it hard to understand that you're not aware of the president's statements and engaging more in back and forth the knowledge of Trump's objection to the Affordable Care Act. So she said, I think that Republicans have a kind of made that clear, Barrett replied. It's been part of the public discourse. Do you see how? So is the answer yes then? Do you see how they want to pin her down? Is that another way? Is that just a technique just to try and expose something to make it sound like she's just not the right person? What are they trying to do here?
Again, Senator Klobuchar.
Yeah, Klobuchar.
And Senator, he's trying to trap Amy Comey Barrett to try to just get her to say, I'm against Obamacare. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to push her to say, I'm against the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. But Amy Comey Barrett kept telling them, I can't make a statement on a hypothetical case, senators. Don't you understand? You keep asking me, what would you do here? What would you do there? I can't render a decision right here on a hypothetical case because I may in the future have to rule on that case. So I can't comment on it right now. Don't you understand? And half these guys are lawyers in the Senate.
They know that
she can't say anything because those cases may come before her in the future.
That's right.
But they're just trying to do this, Terry, just to try to make her look bad, to try to make her look like, oh, you're anti-Obama, huh? The first black president. It's all a dog and pony show just to make her look like, you know, she hates poor people. She wants to get rid of Obamacare. She can't comment on these cases because these cases are going to be up before the Supreme Court.
That's the law. Hey, Jesse, when we come back, I don't believe I'm going to say this, but I will. Dianne Feinstein impressed me. I mean it. Jesse, what she actually did is she said that Amy Coney Barrett impressed her, and also she did something that was reprehensible to her Democratic Party. And when we come back, I'll tell you what she did that just amazed a lot of people and also got a lot of people upset and alienated her from her own party. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Sirach 11:24 says, do not say I am self-sufficient. What harm can come to me now? According to St. Catherine of Siena, presumption is like vermin burrowing at the root of the tree of our soul. If we do not uproot it with great care and humility, it will eventually destroy the soul. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for everything.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America. The billboard.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Back our last segment with Jess Romero on his way to Phoenix, Arizona. If you just tuned in, we're just basically exposing what happened last week with Amy Coney Barrett and how she's under investigation. If, you know, in other words, the Democrats are getting all kinds of questions about whether she's really good for becoming another Supreme Court justice. Okay, fine. But here's the thing that is interesting. Jess Romero's driving in his car down to Tucson with his wife. Diane Feinstein, who you wouldn't expect to be a pro Amy Coney Barrett, but she says, I really am impressed with Amy Coney Barrett's explanation of the severability of Obamacare. Now, Jess, I find that interesting. And then she actually hugged Amy Coney Barrett, and a lot of her constituents in the Democratic Party were like, get rid of her. We can't do that. This is war. And what do you think's going on here with Diane? Do you think she's just realizing after you watch this lady give explanations that she's the real deal? I mean, is there a red pill moment there for her?
I don't think there is. I just think that, you know, she's been around the Senate a long time. She's a
80,
liberal.
She's 80 years old, Jesse.
Yeah. Diane Feinstein is not a leftist. She's a liberal. There's a difference.
What's the difference?
A leftist. Yep. Well, the leftists are socialists or communists. The classical liberals are like Diane Feinstein. You know, yep. They're not communist.
Right.
They believe in the principles of this country to some extent. But a leftist would be like the squad, those young four congresswomen that are promoting, and Bernie Sanders, they're promoting straight communism into our country. Feinstein and some of these older, the old guard, they're moving in that direction because the young Democrat politicians are pushing them there. But Diane Feinstein, she's still kind of a, you know, she's been there for decades. And I think she was just showing some, she was just showing some class, I think, to... I didn't see her hug Amy Barrett, but the article says that she did.
And, I didn't see it either.
I mean, that's... Yeah. I did see her hug...
Lindsey Graham.
She was slammed by the liberal critics for hugging Lindsey Graham. I didn't see her hug Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
But here's what she said. Feinstein said, this has been one of the best set of hearings that I've participated in. It's time for, in other words, she's basically complimenting Senator Lindsey Graham for saying, man, you run a tight ship,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because some of these other Senate hearings or justice hearings have been nothing but an insult and race baiting sessions and insult people for 9 day sessions like they did with Kavanaugh. So yeah. I think Feinstein was saying, man, good job, dude. You did a good job. I mean, we may disagree on a lot of issues, but you ran a tight ship. And as a result of that, the Democrats are jumping all over her now. I mean,
well, they're asking her to step down, Jesse, from leadership position.
The executive director of Demand Justice is saying it's time for Senator Feinstein to step down from her leadership position on the Senate Judiciary Committee. They're saying if she won't, her colleagues need to intervene.
Yeah.
They're saying the left is saying Senator Feinstein is absolutely wrong about what is happening in the Senate and in her committee. Again, they're upset because she hugged Lindsey Graham, and they're also upset because, you know, this is the same senator that 4 years ago or 2 years ago told Amy Coney Barrett, the dogma lives loudly within you.
Yep.
I mean, they liked her back then when she was attacking Amy Coney Barrett on the issue of religious and her religious faith, her Catholic faith. But the fact is, She didn't go down that line. She didn't use that line of argumentation this time. Feinstein stood away from religion because she took so much heat last time when she made that statement. You know, the dogma lives loudly within you.
Yep.
And the left, Terry, this is unforgivable.
Yeah.
The left is slamming her.
Yeah.
They're saying what you did by hugging, what's his name?
Lindsey Graham.
That's unforgivable. It's unforgivable. And Dianne Feinstein, to her credit, she actually said that she was really impressed with Amy Comey Barron's testimony without any notes. I mean, just without a hitch, just firing right back. And she was specifically impressed about a particular issue within the Obamacare, which is called the severability doctrine. She was impressed with how the details that Amy Comey Barrett had about this case without any notes in front of her. She was impressed at how clear and precise she explained the doctrine of severability as it relates to Obamacare. So, I got to compliment a lefty when they do something right. And Dianne Feinstein, she had a moment of virtue and a moment of class.
And Jesse, just the review of these few minutes that we have left. As some people, you have friends that are Catholics, and we really need to get the Catholics to vote with their Catholic moral teachings. And I want to give the analogy that when you're voting, there's no perfect, you know, candidate. I mean, I'm not going to say President Trump is perfect, but when you compare who he's up against, to me, it's very, very clear that President Trump has a Catholic mindset, even though he's not Catholic, Jesse. I'm holding your book, Catholic Vote for Trump, in my hand, and I read all the things that Father Frank Pavone has put in the introduction of your book. I see it real clear to me, Jesse, that President Trump has more Catholic teachings, what he agrees with, by far than a Catholic, so-called Catholic, Joe Biden. And so, in my mind, he's moving the football closer to a first down. He's not perfect. He's not Jesus or Mary. But in my mind, that's how I vote. In other words, what do I have to vote for? I have A or B, really. And A has been the president for the last 4 years. I've seen not only what he says he's going to do. He's done all those things about protecting the unborn. He's done the economy. He's done the protecting us on our borders. He's done a lot of things that make total sense. On the other side, I've seen a man who's had 8 years with President Obama start, you know, doing things like Father Altman said, you know, or marrying homosexual marriage, so-called homosexual marriage. He's promoting abortion. He's going to continue to try and codify Roe versus Wade and killing unborn babies. Jess, am I just making it too simple? But it seems very, very simple to me. What's your take on this?
Terry, Biden just said the other day in an interview, in a town hall interview, that if an 8-year-old believes that they're transgender, that 8-year-old should be given
terrible.
What's that medication that hormone medication that they give them. If in other words, he's saying an 8-year-old should be given these hormone injections if they think that they're transgender. Are you kidding me?
That's terrible.
I'll show you how anti-Catholic, supposedly Catholic, Biden is. Let me ask you a question. I'm on my way to go give the opening prayer for a Protestant president in Tucson, Arizona right now.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty strong, open Roman Catholic Christian. Do you think Joe Biden would ever ask me or somebody like Taylor Marshall or Michael Voris to do an opening prayer for him at his invocation? Not a chance. Not a fat chance. President Trump's His cabinet, his advisors, they vetted me and they said, this is the guy that we want to say the opening prayer. But if Biden was in Arizona, he never asked me to do the opening prayer because we disagree virtually on everything. Here's a second point I'm going to prove to you how the Catholic, President Trump's Catholic sensibilities. You have 70 million Catholics in this country. You have about 220 million Protestants. Protestants all together, they're about larger than we are because there's 40,000 denominations. Well, President Trump has had three appointments that he's made. One, he appointed a Protestant.
Right.
It was Gorsuch, an Episcopalian. Kavanaugh was a Catholic, and Amy Comey Barrett is a Catholic. So two of his three appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court, this Protestant president has appointed two Catholics out of his three possible nominations.
Wow.
Terry, this guy is more Catholic than Joe Biden. President Trump has more Catholic sensibilities in his pinky than Joe Biden has in his entire body.
Yeah, and Jesse, that's what Father Frank Pavone has made it very clear. I want to recommend people to go to Priest for Life to get a voter's guide for the election also. He's got a, it's in English and in Spanish. Jess, any other recommendations for all of our listeners when it comes to this election coming up?
Yeah, Priest for Life is the best place you can go to. Church Militant also has a good voter's guide.
Mm-hmm.
I would also refer you to Church Militant. They put out a very an incredible voter's guide. It's kind of parallel to Catholic Answers voter guide years ago.
Sure.
It was called a voter guide for true Catholic.
That's right.
You can still get one on the internet. It's still that Catholic Answers voting guide is still on the internet on a PDF file, but Church Militant has an updated one, and Priest for Life, those are the ones that I would stick to right now.
And Jesse, I know you don't have a lot of time, but I got a text from someone saying, well, President Trump is against capital punishment. And hey, that's against us. And I would just say this, and then I'll let you have the final word, that innocent life of a baby compared to a condemned criminal, you can't compare the two. And I'll leave you the rest of the time to convince us why capital punishment is not on the same level of an unborn child.
Yeah, Terry, you said he's against, he's not against capital punishment. He's for capital
punishment. I meant for it. But he's also against killing unborn babies.
Absolutely, right. But Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, he and this was undersigned by John Paul II, who's a saint. He said that a Catholic can disagree even with the Holy Father on the issue of the death penalty, because the issue of the death penalty is one of issues that's allowed by the church. It's a prudential judgment.
Right.
It's been allowed by 2,000 years of Catholic teaching.
Yep.
And so that's an area where Catholics can defer with the Holy Father.
Well said, Jesse. Hey, folks, this is the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse, pray for Jesse. He's going to be going into a big convention center with the President of the United States. He's going to be leading a prayer for that. We'll pray for Jess and Anita that they come home safely. And Jess, any final thoughts to our listeners? Where you have to go.
Terry, pray your rosary every day. The elections are 2 weeks. Pray your rosary. Go to adoration as often as possible. Go to Mass as often as possible. Be a prayer warrior. Read your Bible. Don't lose hope. Pray hope and don't worry. St. Father de Pio says, keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And cling to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to that rosary of the Divine Mercy. Terry.
Well said. I want to remind you. Yeah, thanks. God bless, Jesse. Don't forget, what every Catholic needs to know, the virtual conference is coming up on the 7th of November. You can go to our website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org, to register or call 877-526-2151. We've got some great speakers: Tim Staples, Steve Ray, Jesse Romero, Father Bill Casey, Deacon Alan Jones, Brant Petrie, Michael Barber, Kimberly Hahn, Father Collins, and many others. This is a great lineup. You'll see it virtually on the 7th of November. Jesse's not here, but I'm going to say, Jess, what state should we be living in? And Jesse would say the state of grace, and that's what I'm telling you. If you haven't been to confession for a while, at least a month, get to confession. Because you know what? Being a saint, what else is there? This is the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We always say life is short, eternity is forever. May God richly bless you. Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.